Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it's Tuesday here on the show. You know what that means? Well, Tuesday means Lance is joining us here today. We got a lot to talk about. We got NXT and Dynamite coming up over the next couple of days. Both of them. We got three segments announced. NXT has three matches. Dynamite has two. And a Tony Khan important announcement. What could that be? We'll talk about that. This coming weekend is TNA Victory Road. So we'll go over that lineup as well as SmackDown and everything that is going on for WWE leading to their next PLE, which is October 11th, the Crown Jewel Perth show. And, of course, Raw last night. We'll cover that. And that was the build, the beginning of the build. It's a three-week build to that show. So we'll tell you everything that went on Raw last night. Also got notes on a Randy Savage biopic. Can you imagine? We'll tell you about that. Plus the next John Cena match. Kind of plays into what we were talking about yesterday involving Brock Lesnar. Brock is advertised for WrestleMania. Had a couple of former WWE talents winning titles in All Japan. We've got some NXT wrestlers working for Noah for the next month. SmackDown ratings. Mickey James going into the TNA Hall of Fame. And plenty more. If you'd like to text us here today, the number 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com is the email. I'm F4WOnline, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. And at Brian Alvarez, X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
I dipped in this town a few days ago. The girl I come to see, you know I love her so. We live in a shack up on the hill, and I'm in line the range with Buffalo Bill. They call me Big Bear John.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Alrighty. So apparently there's a WrestleMania two-day combo presale, which is ongoing right now. If you want to go to Ticketmaster. This is a show where if you want two front row tickets for both days, it's $9,000. And I swear to God, one of the promo codes is apparently the word family.
Are you sure that's two tickets each night or it's two tickets, one each night?
One for each night. Yes, yeah, so it's 9,000. So you and your significant other want to go? That's 18,000. It's 9,000.
I hope their credit limit's high enough on their card they could even purchase them if they wanted.
Well, you better save your money, you and your family, everybody.
Well, it is their last chance to go live in person to a WrestleMania for at least 2 years.
Well, they got 2 years. There's 1 year. Yeah.
But if you go to this one, you're not at the next one. So it's 2 years between North America and WrestleMania.
Hey, let me tell you something.
Provided they don't go to Europe the year after.
Anybody who's paying these price for WrestleMania may very well be going to Saudi Arabia.
And, that's true.
Yeah. All right. Hey, how's your nose?
I'm now in the queue for nasal surgery.
Wow.
Specialist, the surgeon, she didn't seem to think that any one of the issues she identified are enough to cause my problems. I'm ready to punch the next person that just says, well, why don't you just breathe through your mouth? It's like, that's not the way I breathe, and it's not the way you're supposed to breathe. You're supposed to be able to breathe through your nose. But I'm in the queue for getting my deviated septum fixed, having some other inflammation issue fixed.
So you do have a deviated septum.
Very slightly, yes. Mm. And some inflammation of something that I couldn't pronounce if I tried, that they're going to use radio waves to reduce.
So when she said there's three things that she can do that might not make much of a difference, is that the surgery or is this something different?
No, this is all surgery.
Okay.
They fix the septum, reduce the inflammation or swelling and the other gimmicks, and then scrape any buildup that's in the nasal cavity as well. She was just very adamant, don't expect this to be a complete fix. It may only make a small difference.
Why don't you get a nose job while you're at it and get like a big Pinocchio nose or something?
I'll ask about the old rhinoplasty and see if I can get
it. I mean, you're getting the nose done. You may as well get some work while you're at it.
Get the real skinny one?
Yeah, a real skinny one, or maybe a real wide one. You know, maybe that would fit your wide jaw better. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Actually, anyway. I got a little divot in the end of my nose now, too, after the last skin cancer scare gimmick they did.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. What a life. All right. Well, hopefully that fixes everything. It's nice to breathe.
Or at least improves it slightly.
Yeah. Breathing is important, I've been told. All right. They've announced, Deadline announced, that a cinematic look at the life of Randy Macho Man Savage is one step closer to becoming a reality. Artist for Artists is developing a movie based on a script written by Lanny Poffo. Savage's brother, and Eric Shapiro. Well, Lanny Poffo is Savage's brother. The working title of this biopic is Macho. So that's really all we know. Obviously, the big question, and this goes back to, remember they're going to make that Hulk Hogan movie? And the question is, who is going to play Hulk Hogan? And what's the guy they got?
Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah, Chris Hemsworth. And, man, that was one of those that I made a comment, and, man, I was seeing my comment all over the place for years after that one about how this guy didn't look that much like Hulk Hogan. And it really wasn't even so much about what he looked like, because he got all jacked up, and he did look more like Hogan. But the whole thing was, it's not just what you look like, everybody. Like, I can't believe I'm talking to wrestling fans. You guys remember Hulk Hogan in the 80s? Do you guys remember the Macho Man Randy Savage? Brother, I don't care what you look like. Who in the world, like some of these 80s cartoon characters, it's like, who are you going to find to play Hulk Hogan? I'm not talking just big muscular guy with long blonde. I'm talking playing Hulk Hogan, the Hulkster, playing the Macho Man Randy Savage. Who are you going to find?
Find that guy that goes to all the meet and greets that dresses up as Macho Man. He's not bad.
God. These kinds of characters were like, there's a reason they called them larger than life. You can't just go out there and play these people. Even like a Vince McMahon or Ric Flair or characters like that. Who are you going to find to play those people?
People do act, Brian.
They do, but
it's
like
the profession.
This is like a different level of like a wild like maniac. These two guys.
Did you see the movie The Mask with Jim Carrey?
Yeah,
he's a crazy, wacky guy that can play things. There's actors.
Well,
little
he
man,
can,
I'm
but
sure.
Like that's all fine and good. But then he has to look like you got to find a guy that can look
and
like the
Eddie
Macho
Murphy
man.
Looked like an old white Jewish guy
and play
in
the
to America.
Macho Man. Whatever, dude. You're gonna be the first guy to go, this guy doesn't look anything or sound anything like the Macho Man.
It'd be a lot better than Cruz playing Jack Reacher, for crying out loud.
Oh, wow. I knew that would come up eventually. You're bitter about that. I'm sure he did a way better job than whoever's gonna play Macho Man Randy Savage.
Well, we will see.
We'll find out. But anyway, looks like that's in the works. So, we shall see. I guess that Hemsworth movie's not happening.
Oh, shucks.
Went to all that trouble, and then now he has to get normal-sized again. So yesterday, we were talking about the John Cena-Brock Lesnar match. Did you see that match, by the way? Did you watch it this ESPN show?
No.
How come?
I generally don't unless I have to. I went hiking in the mountains instead.
Well, did you watch Raw?
I did, yes.
Okay.
Part of my job.
Well, did you watch the clips on Raw of Brock Lesnar and John Cena?
Well, I watched everything that was on Raw.
Okay. Well, anyway, he killed the guy. And we were talking about yesterday that it seemed like, you know, such a one-sided defeat that it seemed like, okay, well, he's going to have to climb that mountain. Brock's going to be his last opponent. Turns out Brock's not his last opponent. That's their last match.
Good.
And I guess, you know, Dave says, and I'm sure this is what happened, that Cena, on the way out, like wanted to make some people, which is like, you had to make Brock Lesnar?
Yeah.
That doesn't even make any sense. But that's what he said. And if you recall, you know, they did that Sami Zayn-John Cena match, and he didn't beat Sami Zayn. And now, you know, last night, John Cena posted something about, what do you guys think? And he put the hashtag John Cena versus AJ Styles. And, you know, as soon as he did that, you knew that was an opponent, because you ain't going to tease that and not deliver.
Going to make these young kids.
So, well, here's the thing. So I was thinking about this. You know, this guy's got a couple of matches left. There's a big question. What does this guy do? Does he put someone over in his last match? Or does he win his last match and ride off happily into the sunset? There's examples of both. You know, Sting, for example. He won his last match. And I don't think anyone would say that was a mistake. Everybody was so happy to see that guy win his last match and ride off happily into the sunset. So we only got a couple of matches left. The questions are, who is John Cena's last opponent and does he win? Now, AJ, it's going to be John Cena and AJ Styles at Crown Jewel Perth, October 11th. So this will not be his last match. And AJ himself has stated that he wants to be out by 50. And he's 48. So Cena doesn't have to make AJ Styles. So this is a match that John Cena could win. But then, of course, there is the last match. Who is John Cena's final opponent? And does he win or does he lose? And I'm going to let you think about this going into the break, Lance. And I want the thoughts from you guys as well. Who is John Cena's last opponent? And does he win or lose? Back in a moment, Observer Live.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Oh, there we go. All right. Well, Lance, who is John Cena's final opponent? And does he win or does he lose?
Well, I think John Cena wins his last match. I think letting people be happy and celebrated at the end like they did for Sting is more important in today's day and age than putting someone over, because I don't think fans view it the same. And the fact that he put Cody over, he put Brock over, and who knows, maybe he'll put AJ Styles over. He's giving back, and again, in each case, I'm doing air quotes because I don't know what it actually means anymore. But I think in his final one, let him bring out all those kids again, let him win, let him celebrate. And I was thinking, and this is going to be probably a controversial or a what choice, but I would promote it as his final match. I would leave it as a John Cena open challenge and not even promote the opponent. And I would have R-Truth answer it, whether he wants to be Ron Cena or not, but he wants to wrestle his childhood friend or his, what did he call him? His childhood hero. One time before he retires and hang it up, and let them do R-Truth and John Cena, put John Cena over, have them hug, let the kids dance. He can sing What's Up, and then let John Cena have the spotlight and go off the air and just make it fun, because you don't need to promote a big match. Just promote that this is John Cena's last ever pro wrestling match on Saturday night's main event, and he's doing the John Cena open challenge, and let people speculate.
Well, there's no chance that one's happening. They actually already did the John Cena R-Truth match.
Did they?
And I don't think it was very good. Yeah, it was Saturday night's main event.
That was serious Ron Killings, wasn't it?
It was serious Ron Killings, yeah. We'll see. We'll see who they end up choosing. I think he should win on his way out. I think the kids shouldn't be crying for his last match. They've done enough crying this year over John Cena. By the way, somebody asked if Brock was a one and done. No, Brock is advertised for Mania 42. He's on the poster.
No, the Cena match was one and done.
Yeah,
not his career.
The Cena Brock match. It's like that's it. That's the end of their feud. That's their last match together.
Who are you having put John Cena over in his last match then?
I don't know, dude. Like everyone in the chat is thinking like Gunther. But, like, Gunther is somebody who's, like, he's going to be around going forward. So I don't really think that he should. I'm trying to think. And, you know, everyone brought up a great point about how absolutely, you know, this idea that you should put someone over to elevate them. Like, do you guys remember when Kurt Angle had his retirement match and he put over Baron Corbin and how that all ended up? It was like the match wasn't all that good. Angle losing his last match, it wasn't the right call. It didn't do anything for Corbin. He's since been released. It's like, I don't know. I don't know who this... Actually, honestly, a good last match would have been AJ Styles and have him beat AJ, but...
If he was going to put someone over, I would consider Dom.
Yeah,
but I wouldn't beat Dom, because, again, Dom's got decades of future ahead of him.
Yeah, I don't think that one's going to happen.
Where that's where I would just go with R-Truth.
But he's got to beat somebody, I think, is the...
I agree.
All right. Yes, Brock is being advertised for WrestleMania 42. There's a graphic. Him, Roman Reigns, Cody Rhodes, Rhea Ripley, Jade Cargill, Becky Lynch, Seth Rollins, and CM Punk. This will be Lesnar's first WrestleMania since a victory in 2023. Do you remember who he beat?
No.
You remember off the top of your head?
No.
Anybody without cheating, do you guys remember who Lesnar beat at the 2023 WrestleMania? Give the chat a couple of seconds here. And that's WrestleMania at Allegiant Stadium, Vegas, April 18th and 19th. Nobody remembers. It was Omos.
Really?
Yeah. Omos.
I thought Vegas was last year.
A very, very memorable. It is last year. They're going 2 years in a row.
But you said 2023 was his last match.
Yeah. I'm talking this year's Mania's in Vegas.
Wasn't last year's Mania in Vegas?
Yeah. Last year and this year are in Vegas.
But you said Brock.
That was Omos. Something different. I just said Brock and Omos. I moved on while the chat was trying
you
to.
You said it was in Allegiant Stadium.
I said this year's is in Allegiant Stadium.
Ah.
I was giving them a chance to answer the question. All right. We have a couple of Japan notes. We got Zion. Remember Zion Quinn? Odyssey Jones. They are now wrestling as Zion and Odyssey. Odyssey is spelling his name differently. Somehow Zion is still using Zion. And they beat Kengo Mishima and Hideki Suzuki to win the All Japan World Tag Team titles. So Odyssey Jones had domestic violence allegations. And so he was released in September 2024. And I think they just cut Zion. So he was released in 2024. You know, speaking of, since I brought up the domestic abuse allegations, did you guys watch the Mid-South wrestling this week?
No.
Anybody? So they had an Adrian Street match. Adrian Street and Miss Linda are out there. And Adrian is facing Chris Adams. It's Adrian versus Chris Adams with Miss Linda. And during the match, and it's a really good match, by the way. I'm sure you can imagine. So during the match, Terry Taylor comes out. And he just grabs Miss Linda and he just starts making out with her. Which, like, this kind of stuff happened all the time in, like, the 80s and the 90s and everything. But in, like, 2025, you watch it,
assault now,
and
yeah.
It's like, this guy just came out and grabbed her and starts making out with her. And so, you know, he's just, I mean, I'm talking, he's, like, she's dipped. I mean, he's going hog wild. So, you know, there's a big distraction or whatever, and Adrian ends up throwing Adams over the top rope and gets DQ'd. Okay. So the storyline is that Adrian Street, Miss Linda is his servant. Okay. And they're not married in storyline. And the claim is that she's been his servant for many generations. And then they clarify her family. So, like, this match ends and Adrian's DQ'd and she just got kissed by Terry Taylor. And Adrian Street goes out there, and then he starts yelling at her. And then all of a sudden, he just starts pummeling her.
Oh, Jesus.
I mean, boom! He starts like, I went, oh, my God. I mean, you watch this in 2025, and you're like, whoa. I mean, this is not even like ECW, where, you know, some female manager gets involved, and so Tommy grabs her and gives her a pile driver or whatever. I mean, that's bad enough, but I mean, this is just, he's just straight out, he starts punching her, and he's like, oh my God. So, holy smokes, this business has changed. As much as people think this business still sucks, I mean, it sucks in some ways, but like, that was crazy, that segment from Mid-South. So anyway, and then they just move on to the next match.
Just move on, oh well.
Yeah, to the back! To the back for our next match involving, you ready for this? Shawn Michaels.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. This would be his jobber days, right?
It's his debut, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my. I haven't seen it yet.
Like he's 12?
I literally got through the violence, and then I turned it off and came to do the show. I was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. But anyway, that reminds me, tonight it is that episode of Mid-South with the debut of Shawn Michaels. And then we are moving. We're switching. Next Tuesday, which I believe is October 2nd, we are going to be starting 20 years ago on TNA Impact Wrestling. The debut of Spike was 20 years ago next week. And so we're going to go back and we're going to start 2005 TNA. I know everyone thinks we're going to give up because we gave up on the Asylum years, but nothing in the history of wrestling is as bad as the Asylum years. They're worse than the death of WCW. They're worse than those Thunders. It's the worst stuff we ever saw. And a lot of people remember the good old days of TNA as being 2005 to 2008 or so. So I think we're going to make it through at least 2008. I cannot promise we're going to make it to that barbed wire Christmas tree in 2010. I can't promise that one.
That's the best Brian and Vinny review ever.
That one did, I think that turned business around. And it wasn't like I was trying. It was just the worst freaking match I've ever seen at the time. Anyway.
But TNA Plus, if you want to follow along, and you will be able to watch Victory Road on Friday if you sign up early.
Yeah, what's on Victory Road, or do I need to read it off?
You'd probably best if you read it off.
But, all right. Victory Road has got Ash by Elegance against Masha Slamovich with Indy Hartwell as the guest referee. We have got Leon Slater versus Myron Reed for the X Division title. Heather and M by Elegance versus The Inspiration. Steve Macklin versus Frankie Kazarian for the international title. And Mustafa Ali versus Moose.
And both of the women matches, for some reason you didn't mention they were for championships. The singles match is for the Knockouts title, and the tag titles are on the line with the women's tag.
Yes, indeed they are, Lance. That is correct. Thank God you're here.
I've got the inside scoop.
Tonight's NXT, by the way, has got Omafemi and Trick Williams with all the belts on the line. The TNA and NXT title. Champion versus champion, winner takes all tonight. Which there's no way they're changing these titles. They didn't even build this up big on Raw. It's just like they made it last week and away we go. We got the Speed Tournament, Candice versus Lainey Reed, and Lexus King and Miles Bourne in a lights out match. So that's coming up for NXT tonight. We're going to head to a break. I don't know what's going on.
They're going to turn the lights out, so Miles will be both unable to see and hear.
There we go. All right, back in a moment. Observer Live.
It's time for you to come to Branson, Missouri for the trip of a lifetime, located right in the middle of the country. You can drive or fly there. We put together a deal of a lifetime for you to experience Branson. Right now, you can get a 3-day, 2-night package for only $79 total. We're even including 4 free Branson show tickets. Call the special Branson hotline number right now to learn more. 800-497-7198. 800-497-7198. If you've never been to Branson, Missouri, come visit and see what we have to offer. Beautiful lakes, casual and upscale restaurants, tons of shows and activities for everyone. And for $79 total, you can't beat it. So pick up your phone right now and call the Branson Travel Hotline. Claim your 3-day, 2-night package plus 4 free show tickets for only $79 total. Call now. 800-497-7198. That's 800-497-7198. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, before we get into Raw, you know, old Dom said something during the break. He said maybe he could just beat The Miz. And I don't think that's out of the question. Especially when you consider that Miz has used beating John Cena at WrestleMania in his promos for about the past 20 years now. I'm so sick of hearing it, his resume gimmick. Maybe that's the build and John Cena squashes this guy and away we go. I can't rule it out. Can't rule it out. Well, what'd you think of Raw, Lance?
On the whole, I liked it. I thought there was a couple of really good segments on the show, and I don't think there was anything that really stood out to me that got under my skin, which is rare for any wrestling show. I thought on the whole, it was a pretty solid show.
All right. Well, it opened up with a WrestlePalooza recap, and Stephanie Vaquer showing up with her proud father, Hector, who just turned 53. I still can't get over this. God.
That her dad is your age?
That I'm so freaking old. Cody came out to open the show, and him and Seth did a long back and forth. And I don't even know what the gist of it is. It's like one of those segments where they just kind of talk for a long time. And I think the gist of it is Cody, I guess, respects Seth. Seth respects Cody, but Seth is mad that Cody still thinks he's better. And Cody wants to know if he's going to do this by himself and then remind Seth, I beat you in every match we've ever had. So, yeah. I mean, it was good, but I can't say when it was over, I, like, was super into the idea of Seth and Cody. It's going to be a good match, but they didn't do anything to make me more excited for the match with this long talking segment.
Well, it's these are the two best people in the company, supposedly. They're the two world champions, and they're fighting each other. And they're competitive and want to prove who's best. I think it's the only way you can build this match. Like every Survivor Series when they used to do this match anyway. It's like, it's not a feud. They both have other storylines that are going to happen before. It's for the crown jewel belt and ring, which apparently is more important than the two existing championships.
I presume just for the ring, because I think those belts stay in Saudi Arabia.
I saw a graphic that included the belt, but I don't know if really? That was fan-made or not. But if it's for the Crown Jewel Championship, the championship should be there. Quite sure they can put a big deposit down and borrow it for a day.
God, how do you transfer? I swear to God, that thing's probably worth $1 million, those belts. They're like, you could just look at them and, you know.
Well, they could make a cheap replica.
I guess they could make a replica. For the show. Yeah. All right. Then we had Jimmy meeting with Jay. And Jimmy says, I know we could beat those Bronze. So I went to Nick Aldis, asked for a rematch. But he told me, you already have a match tonight with LA. And Jay said, yep, I sure do. And Jimmy said, we don't need to be dealing with this guy. And Jay said, I got to take this guy out. We would have won last week if it wasn't for him. And in fact, we probably would have won if you hadn't teamed with him last week. So now Jimmy's taken aback. Why are you blaming me? And Jay said, I just think we have a lot to handle. And he storms off. You think they're turning Jay?
Oh, 100%. I think there was like four signs of it on the show.
We had Penta and the War Raiders against New Day and Grayson Waller. No DQ six man. Basically a tornado match. Excellent match. I thought this match was quite great. And the fans are going wild for it. And yes, the finish was in fact Grayson Waller taking a destroyer off the middle rope. Actually, it was a top rope destroyer, basically. Super Mexican destroyer. And this guy, I mean, he took this bump right on his head. I think he's all right, but like it looked like he was dead. And it was a great finish. Excellent match.
He better have been all right, because when Penta pinned him, he cross-faced him and shoved his chin to the side.
He sure did.
If he had any issues, someone should have said, don't touch this dude. I think he's fine, and he took it perfectly. And
I think
incredible.
He did, too. Yeah.
He should probably sell it for a month, but...
Dom met with the Judgment Day. It is a long ongoing storyline that Penta keeps pile-driving all of these guys, and they hate the Mexican Destroyer. And every week he has a new fantastic way to hit that move. This could have been the blow-off for all I know. I mean, probably about time.
Should be the Gringo Destroyer, because that's who he's destroying.
He's not destroying Mexicans. He's definitely not destroying Mexicans. Then we had Dom meeting with the Judgment Day. He wants help against Rusev. Finn's like, nah, I'm busy. Why don't you get your Mexican friend, Grande Americano? Dom said he's busy. So then he tries to talk JD into it. JD doesn't want to. So Roxanne talks JD into helping him. At which point, when JD says, fine, I'll help, Dom says, great, I got your match with Rusev already. And Dom is not happy. JD.
Are we to assume Dom lied and then ran and put the match together? Because what if Finn had said yes if he'd already gotten JD booked in a match?
I think we're supposed to not think about that, Lance.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. Bayley met with Lyra. She's doing the split personality gimmick. This week, she's all happy. She's a babyface. She has no memory, allegedly, of all these things that she yelled at Lyra about last week. So she asks Lyra to be in her corner. Lyra says, okay, and away they go.
Yeah, this is the one thing that I don't care for on the show, because it's a mental health angle. She's in the midst of a mental health breakdown, and nobody seems to care and just keeps booking her in combat sporting events.
Well, I think they are concerned, but not concerned enough to not book her.
In 2025, I don't trust pro wrestling companies to book mental health crises as well.
Well, I'm thinking that ultimately it's actually not a mental health crisis, and she's just a full-on heel. And because otherwise this doesn't make any sense. I can't have that. We had Stephanie Vaquer coming out for a promo, and it was very nice. She just got to come out, do a victory speech, put over her father, talk about what a wonderful moment it was for her, thank all the fans. They announced that the winner of Tiffany Knight and Jade on Friday will face her for the Crown Jewel title. She says, I'll be there, and away we went. It was very nice.
Very nice to not have a parade of people just interrupting her.
Nobody interrupted her. Nobody beat her up. Nobody laid her out. It was very nice. And Hector got a great moment. We had Nikki, Steph, and Rhea backstage, and up walks Asuka. And she says, Io should be champion. Stephanie doesn't deserve that belt. And Steph says, anytime you want to fight, I'll prove why I'm champion. So then Rhea gets in Asuka's face. Says, I'm sick and tired of this attitude. Asuka says, I'm sick and tired of you. Stay away from Io. And Rhea says, I'm ready right now. Let's do this. And so Asuka accepts. We got a match for the main event. We had Bayley and Roxanne. Bayley worked as a babyface. Got the win with the rose plant. Remember, ever mention how much I hate that move? Sucks. She had a belly-to-belly, a running knee, and the rose plant. And the rose plant is the worst of all of them, and that was her finish. And then after she wins, Lyra hits the ring to congratulate her. But Bayley had gotten angry, like she flipped her lid. She lost her mind. She had a mental health breakdown, Lance, when she saw Roxanne hit a high cross on Lyra. And then she starts screaming at Lyra, and she storms off. This is a weird segment. Weird angle. Cody meets with Jimmy, and Cody says, where's Jay? Jimmy says, he's all up in his head, not even listening to me. Maybe you should talk to him. So Cody goes to meet with Jay after the break. She says he says your brother's worried. And he says, Jay says, I'm fine. I'm good. Cody says, well, there's highs and lows, wins and losses. Sometimes people lash out. I've failed many times. Point is, you have your family and friends. We all believe in you. Jay says, I appreciate it. And he just leaves.
Was staring at the belt the whole time.
Yeah. He did say he's going to find his way back to the top.
While staring at the championship that Cody holds.
Yeah. Rusev versus JD with Dom at ringside. So Rusev ends up getting him in the accolade. Dom could interfere, but he can't bring himself to do it. And so JD submits. Rusev won't release the hold. Finn Balor has to come down to save JD. And then they start screaming at Dom, you're supposed to help if you're out here. So Dom is afraid of Rusev, and he has to face him next week. At a segment where Asuka was in the back, and Io meets with her and says, don't do this match. And Asuka says, I need to teach her some respect. And she leaves, and Io says, Kairi, you got to talk to her. And Kairi says, she's the reason we're here. We have to listen to her. At LA Knight versus Jay, where Braun Braun hits ringside. LA goes after him, takes him out, goes back in. He's immediately speared. Jay just completely took advantage of the heels, beating up LA, got the win. And then the heels beat him up afterwards. And Jimmy comes out and he says, Jay, we got to go help LA. Jay says, nope. And he bails. And so Jimmy ends up hitting the ring and helps make the save. And it is, I mean, it does look like this guy's going heel. But he is so over. They're going to throw away all the Eaton to turn this guy heel. I don't know, man.
But he conveniently avoided the Braun rematch. He stared at Cody's championship. Braun and Braun hit the ring when Eli was on the up, which led to Jay winning. And then Jay did not come back and help anyone fend off Braun and Braun. I think after WrestlePalooza, Jay has decided he couldn't beat them. He's going to join them.
Well, we're going to find out soon enough. We had a segment with Becky ranting and raving and saying she was going to go make an example of someone, and then we never saw her again on the show. I don't know what that was about. Io meets with Rhea and wants her to call the match off, and Rhea says no. And they kind of get in an argument where Rhea says, I know it hurts when you can't trust your own family. And Io says, she is my family. Can I trust you? She storms off. Had a video for El Grande Americano and his crew. They have trademarked El Americanos. So that's going to be the name of this faction.
Will they end up with more members than the Villanos?
The Volvanos? I don't think that's an acceptable
Villanos
term.
Villanos or whatever the heck.
And by the way, none of these Americanos are American. It's even funnier. We have AJ and Dragon Lee coming in. They want to face the Americanos. And then the main event was Asuka and Rhea Ripley. Thought this match was awesome. A fantastic match. And finally, like, Asuka keeps wanting Kairi to interfere. Kairi just can't do it. And finally, at the end, she goes for a back fist, but Rhea catches it. Asuka tries to charge. Rhea runs them together, rolls up Asuka, pins her. Great main event. And then Asuka missed Rhea afterwards, forces Kairi to beat her down. Io comes out. Asuka pretends like she's going to make up with her, but then she gives a back fist to Io, and then she tells Kairi to beat her down, and she forces Kairi to hit the top rope elbow. So full heel turn by Asuka. The Asuka-Io split has happened. Asuka and Io feels like it should be like a main event somewhere. I mean, the match was great. The heat was great. Asuka was great. Rhea was great. Kairi's doing a great job in her role. Io's great. They love her. I mean, this main event made this show like... It actually made the show an awesome show, this main event alone. So, anyway, that's the Raw Report. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
You know, last night on Observer Radio, I was just talking about how absolutely incredible Asuka is. And people were kind of like downplaying it. Not that they don't think she's awesome, but like they just think it's like just she's just awesome. Like, what are you surprised about? Guys, listen. This Friday, she turns 44 years old, okay? For those, I think a lot of the people who aren't that impressed with her performance of late must be like in their 20s. Wait till you end up 44 or 50, like me.
Especially after doing what she did in Japan for so many years.
Dude, she has worked a really, really hard style. And not only that, she's been off for like a year and a half or something. With like total reconstructive knee surgery or whatever. And she came back. Her first match, she was incredible. Not like, even Riho was off a year, not for reconstructive knee surgery. And she came back and her first match, she was terrible. Asuka came back and was incredible in her first match. She's as good as she ever was. She moves great. I don't know how. She is something special. So I don't want to hear you guys downplaying how great Asuka is right now. Otherwise, you're gonna turn 44 someday, and you're gonna look back and go, "Yep, that fellow was right, that Brian Alvarez guy."
And they didn't survive a match with Minoru Suzuki.
Yeah, I like to think they're gonna say that Brian Alvarez, he was always right. All right, we got to wrap it up, everybody. I'll be back tomorrow. Filthy Tom, we'll talk AEW and NXT. Got a lot of stuff coming up this week. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.